Hey, folks. This is Nate from Fat Guy Squared. You can watch us on Twitch, fatguysquared.podbean.com, and also our podcast at the Google Play Store and iTunes. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and, of course, YouTube. If you want to send us an email, you can hit us at fatguysquared@gmail.com. And without further ado, folks, here's the show.
Fat Guy Squared.
Hey!
Oh, what's that, sweetie? You're offended by everything that we say?
Shut the fuck up. This is an entertainment podcast. If you don't like it, listen to something else. For everybody else, have a good time.
Oh, I love that song. I'm just going to play that.
I don't know why. It sounds like...
I know we've used it before, but I really do enjoy this one.
Well, I mean, it was Tom Cruise in Last Samurai doing a hip-hop track. That's what it is right there.
Did you say a hip-hop jack or track?
Track.
Oh, hey. I thought we were talking about a weird porn that you've watched with Tom Cruise.
Hip-hop jack. He squirts the Scientology out of him.
I got to tell you, you know... In all honesty, though, you know, he gets that weird, crazy, intense stare in everything he does.
Yep.
I wonder if that's the reason why him and his ex divorced, because of, you know, that weird stare at the end of it all.
Yeah, imagine if that's how it was during sex. Just
oh, God.
That stare.
It's a little weird. A little creep. So, hey, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? We're back. Why do we keep opening with we're back? I don't know. We're here. We'll go with we're here.
Hi, folks. We exist.
Yes. Well, yeah. Anyway,
yes.
How's everything going? Nothing? You got
no,
nothing?
No,
Dude, the openings on these shows are so much fun. Those people that listen for all of 35 seconds to see if they like it must really enjoy our banter.
Yeah. All right, well, you know what? I'll make it fun. I got in trouble.
You got in trouble?
I got in trouble with the girlfriend.
Ah, okay. What'd you do?
So she came over the other night.
I would get in trouble with that too.
We're sitting next to each other, and we had, I mean, a great night. We were laughing, just talking about work. She's telling me about her stuff, what's going on, and we were just laughing, and it was just really an enjoyable night.
Cool.
Okay. And then she got up to throw something away.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like anything's wrong with that, right?
Okay, yeah, continue.
So she opens up the top of the garbage, and as soon as I heard her open the thing, the handle of my garbage, in my head I went, shit, I didn't throw it out. And I hear, what is this? What is this? What is this right here? And I go, maybe if I just ignore it, it's going to go away. And it didn't. And then she takes this bag, walks over, comes into my face and goes, shh, and shakes it in front of me.
Okay.
And goes, what is this? Now, what you don't know is it's a bag from Taco Bell.
You got to stop eating that shit, Nate.
I'm turning into a taco.
You have to.
Actually, more of a bell.
Now, I thought you were trying to lose weight. That's definitely not a way you lose weight.
I just had a protein shake.
Yeah, and then you still want Taco Bell again. I don't understand.
I don't know, but I was in so much trouble. And then...
I would be pissed off, too.
I already got myself out of the hole originally, because when she first showed up, I had a honeydew box.
Jesus Christ, man.
And she goes, what's in the honeydew box?
So you're looking to die young, aren't you?
She goes, what's in the honeydew box? I said, it's a maple frosted coffee roll. And she goes, why do you have a maple frosted coffee roll? So Nate, being the salesman I am, thinking quick, I was like, I got it for us.
For us. Folks, do you understand for us means, bitch, you weren't supposed to find this.
Exactly.
That's what that is.
And she goes, it's for us. And I said, yeah. And she goes, well, I don't eat that. I said, can I have it then? She's just like, I hate you.
Dude, I mean, honestly, you, and I hate to be the old man of the group.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But you're the one who complains, continuously complains that I got to lose weight. I can't feel good. I don't feel right. My stomach. And then you tell stories about, well, I had Taco Bell. I had this. I had that.
That's a funny story, though.
Yeah, real funny until you end up dying of a coronary because you can't figure out that the shit you're eating's bad.
Her problem is that it comes that the sour cream comes out of a tube.
That's how sour cream generally comes, no?
Like a gun.
Yeah, I mean, what's the difference? You just put a large quantity into a gun.
That's her issue with it. She's like, you gotta get food from a place that comes out of a gun.
What do you mean a gun? I mean, it's horse meat.
I didn't know. It's really horse meat?
I mean, that's what I hear. You know what? Let me, before we go any further.
Because I can't. I thought horse meat was expensive. Like, I don't see anything wrong with eating horse meat.
So you would okay because it's Taco Bell?
I would be impressed that it's horse meat at Taco Bell.
What is taco? It's always what I've heard is that it's like a horse meat or a paste. It's not actual meat.
I've heard that it's one grade above dog food.
It's fucking close.
But it tastes good.
All right, so this is what it says. Whether or not it's true, folks, you can figure it out yourself. It says beef. That's the very first thing that it says. Water, isolated oat product, salt, chili pepper, onion powder, tomato powder, oats. Why the fuck is there oats?
I don't know.
Wheat, soy, lecithin.
Oh, that sounds good. You can't pronounce
soy, it. Lecithin. Lecithin.
All right, either way, if you can't pronounce it, it probably shouldn't be in your food.
Sugar, spice.
And everything nice.
More soy, garlic, more garlic powder. Jesus Christ. There's yeast extract. That's good. Citric acid. Caramel. They got to color the fucking beef. Caramel coloring, dude.
That's hilarious.
Go ahead. Keep eating that shit. It's going to be good for you.
Probably grow a third leg or some shit.
Anyway, so today's podcast, folks, is going to be... we're getting into the holiday season, and you know, sooner enough, it's going to be Christmas season. Right now, we're recording this 11/16, so within about 15, 16 days, it'll stop being Christmas season, even though the local radio stations are already playing Christmas music.
The day after Halloween, they started.
It was amazing. I mean, 24 hours a day.
Do you like it?
I generally listen to Christmas music about a week before Christmas, and that's about it.
Like, I know you like Christmas because you like the kids, you know, giving the kids gifts.
Not really, no. I mean, my kids are older, much older now, and it's...
Doesn't that mean the gifts are more expensive?
It's just another day. That's all it is, really. I mean, yeah, it's pretty much what it is. It's nice to get together and be able to give something to your family. But I'm entering the different stage of my life where maybe I start going out and start doing something for other folks, that kind of thing.
Oh, that's cute. You care.
Not that I care. I mean, somebody has to. It's not that my lazy ass is just sitting around hoping that somebody gets me something fun.
It's like Taco Bell.
You know, here's the point, man. You know what you're going to get because you ask your girlfriend what you want, and that's what she gets you.
Yeah, I mean, me and her, we're not exchanging this year.
You're not exchanging this year?
No.
That sounds like a fight waiting to happen.
No, I might get her a little something, but we're not exchanging like we did last year because we're going on a trip. You know, we're going to Texas, so that was like $1,500.
Yeah, but it's $1,500 between the two of you, no?
Yeah. So this way, you know, I told her, why don't we just, and she agreed. She's like, it's stupid for us to buy each other gifts. We just drop a ton of money on a vacation. And I'm like, babe.
So whose idea was it to go to Texas versus, you know, anywhere else?
Well, originally I was going because my friends are over there.
Yeah, you got like three of them. Good for you. Three friends.
I'll take whatever kind of friends I can get.
And fourth, I'm here, folks.
And she's one of those that she likes to go everywhere. She likes to travel and stuff, and so...
It just means she's never been to Texas.
Yeah.
I'm not a Texas guy.
God, I got a cut in my tongue.
It is too fucking hot there, even in the wintertime.
Yeah, I mean, we're going in March, so the high in March is 60, so I'll take it.
Yeah, until you wait a week and then it's fucking 90. I mean, it's ridiculously hot out there.
Yeah, it's like Satan's asshole.
Oh, it's except Satan's asshole has a little humidity with it.
Yeah, the only part of Texas that gets humidity, I feel like, is Houston because it's closer to the Gulf.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But I don't know. I like it. So either way, needless to say, we're not going to be exchanging much. Maybe get a little gift here and there. She was happy with our anniversary gift.
What was that?
There's this book that she really likes called Strange Planet. It's basically a bunch of comic book strips that this guy, Nathan Pyle, turned into a book. And
Strange Planet.
Yeah, you look it up.
I'm doing it right now.
And so I got her the book and the like a T-shirt. Like, he'll have these two little aliens, and it will be like pulling a cat, and it will be like, oh, the cat doesn't vibrate, you know, or something stupid.
Oh, Nathan W. Pyle. I wonder if it's he's related to Nelson W. Pyle. I've seen these before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I go. Excuse me. I'm so sorry that I'm yawning, folks. So I got it for her because she really wanted it. It comes out the 19th, so I pre-ordered it. And then I got her a T-shirt that has one of those comic strips.
So she's more of a fan of verbal humor versus physical humor, huh?
I don't know. If I hurt myself, she laughs.
Well, I mean, everybody laughs because you hurt yourself. Nice. It's you.
Thank you. But yes, her humor is definitely
she's drier. She's got a dry humor, without a doubt. But I mean, don't get me wrong, she's still funny as hell sometimes.
Oh yeah.
I mean, most of the time it's just her yelling at you like a 98-year-old woman. It's fucking hilarious.
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that she's so independent.
Oh yeah.
And I am so dependent.
Oh yeah, you like a succubus on the titty, man. I'm telling you.
It is that case, and I'll say stuff, and she when I make her laugh, it makes me feel good because it's not normally, like the other day, I was saying something about what the hell was it about going to Mexico.
Okay.
And I was like, unfortunately, you know, I don't speak Spanish. And I was like, they don't really speak that much English down there. And she goes, I wonder why. I said, because they don't write paragraphs. They write essays.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And she lost it.
But again, that's more of a verbal cue.
That's
thing,
probably why.
You know? So your slapstick shit won't work so well with her. She's a higher enchalant type of person.
No, she's smarter than me.
I wasn't trying to say that, but yes, very folks, much so. Very much so. All right, so today's podcast is going to be a little different.
Okay.
So I've had this discussion at my work with numerous people, and everybody has a different take on it. So just like in a politic world, everybody's on one side or the other of the coin, right? So in this particular world, everybody's on one side or the other. So, what do you consider a Christmas movie? Great example, and this is the argument back and forth. It's, of course, a bunch of dudes fighting back and forth about Die Hard. Everybody thinks Die Hard
is a Christmas... Are you telling me men fight about Die Hard?
Every chance they get. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Mm.
Now, the argument stands, and you know, I'm going to stop right there, actually. I'm going to say this. There's a parameter you have to follow for a movie to be a Christmas movie. I would have to say that, right?
Mm, I would agree.
So, first and foremost, it has to happen during Christmas time. Am I wrong? Like, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. The guy's on vacation during Christmas.
You don't get much more Christmas than National
Lampoon's. No, you build it up, and it's Christmas time. He's hanging out with the family. Everybody's coming over.
I guess it really comes down to if you're talking about Christmas in the traditional sense.
No, I'm talking about Christmas is like the week prior to or the week during or what have you. You know, and Die Hard is the prime example of they have a Christmas You know, if I'm looking at it from today's perspective, it's a holiday party, but it's a Christmas party. It doesn't actually, and this is where my argument stems from, they don't say how long between when this party is happening to when Christmas actually is.
They don't?
No. No, it's always just it's a Christmas party. But, I mean, for anybody that works in America, you can have a Christmas party fucking 3 months before Christmas.
Oh, we just went through that at my work, yeah.
I mean, any chance that you can to have a party, you're going to have it, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, in some situations, they have Christmas parties after the New Year, which
so
is
do you think,
crazy.
So do you think Die Hard is?
Well, this is my argument.
Okay,
so Die Hard happens around Christmas time, right?
Yes.
Die Hard 2 supposedly happens a year or two after Die Hard 1.
In the airport.
At the same time. How is Die Hard 2 not a Christmas movie, but Die Hard 1 is?
If I have to make the decision between those two, it's because one is involved in a Christmas party while the other is just around the time of the year.
But it is a Christmas holiday rush. I believe, and I could be wrong here, folks, but I believe they even say that these folks are trying to get somewhere for Christmas or whatever the case is during the movie when he's trying to get people to clear it out of the way to get runways and so on and so forth cleared out. So how is part two not, and again, you go to the other diehards that happen in the summertime, whatever the case is. It's those aren't Christmas movies. So I'm on both camps in that world. I think it's a Christmas movie, but I don't think it is either.
So do you think Home Alone is a Christmas movie?
Home Alone happens during the Christmas vacation break, so yes. Yes, I do.
Home Alone 2?
They don't actually say... No, okay, yeah, they're going to Florida for Christmas. So, yes, Home Alone 2 happens during that world, no?
Okay, so as long as the Christmas season gets brought up, like Bad Santa.
Well, it's during Christmas. Of course, it's in,
okay.
You know. Okay, let's look at this from a different perspective. Gremlins. You ever see the movie Gremlins?
All right, are you saying Gremlins or Gremlins?
It's literally the same word that you just said there.
Well, no, one, you added an A. It's either gremlins or gremlins. I thought you said gremlins.
Does it matter? You know what I'm talking about,
dickhead. I know what you're talking about.
So you're just trying to bust my balls about the way I speak.
It's about time.
I'm from fucking New England, you cock.
Hey, I'll take it where I can.
It's gremlins, gremlins. It doesn't matter.
All right,
you know, how do you say it?
Gremlins.
See, you're literally busting my balls about what I just said.
Gremlins.
Gremlins. I think there's an A in Gremlins, actually. I could be wrong.
You keep saying Gremlins. You know what you're doing? You're doing the same thing that Benedict Cumberbatch did when he did a documentary about penguins, and he kept saying penguins.
Why does any of this matter? It's fucking Gremlins.
I'm just saying.
Anyway, Gremlins... Hey. It's for anybody that doesn't know, it came out in 1984. It's about a little furry individual.
84?
84, yeah.
Holy shit.
A salesman is on a road trip, and he ends up in Chinatown. And long story short, he picks up this animal and brings it home for his son, and there's very distinctive rules that he has to follow. Don't feed it after midnight. Don't get it wet. Keep it out of direct sunlight. That's all he's got to follow. And, of course, this idiot doesn't do any of that. And then all hell ensues. They start making other little monsters. But anyway, this happens at Christmas. Like, the whole movie is based at Christmas time. So even though it's a horror movie, it's still a Christmas horror movie. You know, and I'm looking up movies, and some of these movies, I sit here and I go, this doesn't make sense. A Nightmare Before Christmas.
That makes sense.
Do you think that's a Christmas movie?
Yes.
Why do you think it's a Christmas movie?
Because he wore a Santa Claus hat.
That's what you remember out of that movie, is he wore a Santa Claus hat.
Well,
not the fact that he kidnapped Santa, or the fact that he went to... Christmas Town and started delivering his
form. That's what I'm saying. He did the Christmas thing.
Okay. Now, the movie is based around Christmastown, so I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. But the movie was released October.
Because it was Halloweenish.
Exactly.
So because it was trying to get... All right, give me another one.
You want another one? Okay.
I'll take another one.
Edward Scissorhands.
Nope.
Now, why is that?
I just can't picture that being a Christmas movie.
At the end of that movie, Winona Ryder is talking to her grandchildren, or great-grandchildren, whoever they are, and she says, one of the lines is, and this is the reason why we have snow during Christmas, and it was snowing while she was saying it to her grandkids.
So?
I'm just telling you that people think that it's a Christmas movie.
Do you consider it a Christmas movie?
See, when you start looking at movies based out of California, I don't...
What the hell? What do you mean by based out of California?
Well, that's a fictitious town in California, I believe, is where Edward Scissorhands was taking place.
I never really saw it, but I just know of it.
How are we having a conversation about movies that you haven't seen?
Why are you always mad at me?
Because you are the most sentiment person I've ever met, and you have never watched a movie?
That's a type of rock.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Give me another movie.
You want another movie? It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay, well, that is Christmas.
And why is that Christmas?
It's based around Christmas.
Are you sure?
The whole movie's based around Christmas.
All right. And I would give you that one. That one is... that one, yes. Yes. Krampus.
That's the Jim Carrey one. I never saw it.
What? Not what?
No, that's not Jim Carrey.
Folks, we're trying to have a podcast about Christmas movies for a man who's never seen Christmas movies.
Why am I getting yelled at? That's okay. All I do is okay. Get yelled at.
Okay. Friday After Next.
That's the Ice Cube movie?
That's one of them, yes. I think it's number three, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. It was in the parking lot.
The premise of the movie is Ice Cube and...
Chris Tucker?
Chris Tucker go after a Santa Claus that stole from them.
They were the security inside of a little strip mall.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I remember this one, yes.
So what do you think?
Oh, man, that's tough. Because it's not a Christmas movie, but it has to have... It's around Christmas.
Come on, let's go.
I don't... They're chasing a Santa.
Yep.
And we did say Bad Santa is considered a Christmas movie. So therefore, I would have to give it to that.
You see, and this is the point. I mean,
a stretch.
We're having, like Scrooged. Scrooge is a Christmas movie all day. It happens actually at Christmas.
Yeah, Grinch stole Christmas. I'll even say...
How the Grinch stole Christmas. If you're going to correct me on fucking words.
What about Elf?
Elf is based on... He comes from fucking where Santa Claus is doing.
Okay, all right.
Are you cereal?
I'm just asking.
Okay, here's another one. Batman Returns.
See, no.
No, why would you say that? Because if you remember...
I don't give a shit.
Have you seen the movie before? Yes. I even bring it up?
Yes, Michael Keaton on that one, I believe.
Okay, yes. So in that particular movie, if you can remember correctly, the Penguin had the mayor's child kidnapped by a bunch of clowns and brought into a sewer. Which I thought, you know what? Nothing against this particular movie, but it was terrible because all you see, the kid get dropped in a sewer, then Danny DeVito gets lifted up. I don't know. Nobody ever thought to question the fact that he was on a fucking lift with the baby being lifted up out of the hole that he just had the baby sucked into. It's like he had something to do with that, no? I mean, you know.
You know what's funny about that movie to me is who's the guy that's in that? Oh man, I can't think of him. He was a bad guy.
I tell you what, stop trying to figure out certain people and just talk about the broadness of it, because you were terrible at this topic.
I'm sorry.
You're gonna spend 10 minutes going, that guy with the face. He was an actor once.
He's in a lot of movies.
He was in that movie about that thing. Talking about Chris Walken.
Yes. See? See, all I had to do was start like this.
Yeah, but the point is that you just spent 3 minutes figuring out Chris Walken. All you had to say was, if you're going to say anything about him, hey, the guy with more cowbell.
More cowbell.
You know?
And I love it. You call them Chris, not Christopher, like everybody else. What, are you guys on a first name basis like that?
He calls himself Chris Walken. I'm going by what he calls himself.
And who was the chick? Because she was
the chick,
Catwoman.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
She was hot in that movie.
I think it was Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, I think you're right.
All right. So anyway.
Yeah.
So that movie has a Christmassy feel to it.
I don't give a shit.
If I can remember correctly, and I could be wrong, when the clowns attacked, it was during the ceremony of them lighting the Christmas tree.
Don't give a shit. Shouldn't be a Christmas movie.
Well, you don't have to agree with it. Again, the parameters dictate that if it's a Christmas time of year, it should be a Christmas movie, no?
I suppose. I can't bring myself to say it's a Christmas movie.
Why not?
Because it's... It just
what part of that entire movie does not dictate Christmas? It even happens in the wintertime during the Christmas holiday.
So
the end of the movie, when him and the Catwoman team up to face the Penguin, I think it's Christmas Eve, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, folks, but I believe his butler was trying to give him a present or something as he was leaving to go fight.
So let me ask you, if there's a movie where a family goes to island
Ireland?
I know, an island.
Okay.
Like a resort. They're having a good time, and, you know, the kids meet somebody, and they enjoy their time there, and everybody parties and has a good time. And it just happens to be on December 25th. Is it a Christmas movie?
Is the movie dictating that it's Christmas? Do you know that it's Christmas?
No, but I know they go away for December 25th.
Again, if it's not dictating, that's if they don't bring it up in the movie.
Yeah.
Again, in these movies that we're discussing, it's been brought up.
I'm just asking. I mean,
here's another one. Shut that fucking thing off. Every time.
I thought I did.
It's like dealing with a child. I'm telling you. Anyway, here's a movie that has no basis in Christmas. But the movie opens at a Christmas tree stand. Lethal Weapon. Tell me you've seen Lethal Weapon.
I have.
Okay. So there's no basis in Christmas, even though it's the Christmas season. It even says it through the movie at times. Okay? Mm-hmm. The movie opens with the main character, not Murdoch. I forgot the other guy's name. It doesn't matter. I was going to say Bruce Willis.
Mel Gibson?
Mel Gibson. Thank you. Trying to close a drug deal with a bunch of guys at a Christmas tree stand.
Okay.
See, the thing is, people think because of that, it's a Christmas movie. And they're not wrong, but it's not. I mean, the entirety of the movie is based around these two guys trying to kill somebody, solve a drug case. You know, and again, that's why I keep saying in California setting, it's kind of hard because it doesn't snow. It doesn't, you know what I mean? It's not that kind of. That world, unless they really show that it's going to be a Christmas movie, I don't know. I don't agree with that.
So let me ask you this: do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Do I have a favorite Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, Oh my God!
This is great.
The new Krampus movie, actually, one that just came out a couple of years ago. Outside of that, I love Scrooge. Scrooge is always one of my favorite, but my wife doesn't watch it.
I'm trying to think. There was one with Seth Rogen that was a comedy between him and two other guys. I think it was
There's Night Out or Night Before Christmas, something
that
like that.
Movie, I love that movie.
Yeah, but you're a comedy guy. I don't care for comedies. It's too slapstick.
Your life is one.
Dude, it's too slapstick. I mean, it's nothing to it. It's, let's make a movie about three guys that like going out and hanging out and get drunk and shit-faced. It's him, Josh Gordon-Levitt, and the dude, I forgot the guy's name.
He plays Hawk.
Plays Hawk in the Marvel movies. I can't remember the name of that gentleman, but it's a good
Michael
movie.
Michael B. Jordan, right?
No, Michael B. Jordan is the guy who's Black Panther.
Okay.
Yeah, the bad guy in Black Panther.
See, I like that movie. And yeah, it, you look at my time period. I grew up during Superbad and Hangover and all those movies. Now, which
so,
is that.
So did I, and I've seen those movies.
No, you're but, way past that. You're
but,
way
but
older.
But those don't dictate what... I mean, again, you continuously call comedies, but you talk about action movies, talk about anything else, and you like shut down.
No, I mean, I've watched a lot of like... I'm trying to think. I mean... Independence Day,
okay.
Jurassic Park.
So, have you like, watched any action movies that aren't blockbuster hits?
Like?
What do you mean, like?
Like, give me an example.
Okay, let me see here. Great example of not a blockbuster hit. Toxic Avenger. And he's looking at me like I have 10 fucking heads.
Yeah.
No, you know, and that's the problem with Nate is that he only follows what the group of people follow. But again, it's because of his lifestyle. He's a salesman, so he needs to make it appropriate for everybody to try to get that sale. I mean, you try to watch a movie. The Toxic Avenger is not really an action movie. It's more of a horror action.
That's why.
But it's also based in the 80s. Dude, you realize the gambit of movies that you've missed through your entire life?
Well, it's funny because we were just talking about old movies, and I said...
old movies, this cocksucker. Howard the Duck. Howard the Duck.
Never
is
saw
it,
Howard
oh
the Duck.
Oh, my God.
But, dude, I'm not from that time period.
It doesn't... Why do you have to be from the time period to watch the movie? Why
the
is
King
that
and
a
I.
thing? The King and I. Hmm. Isn't that the one where he's... No, it's the speech, the King's speech. What is the King and I? Give me the premise.
The premise is... King of multiple children hires a woman from England to go there and teach the family English.
Isn't that a singing movie?
It is.
How was that an action movie?
From like the 50s. But I'm just saying, I there's movies outside of that that I've... Broken Arrow.
Okay, Broken Arrow is a terrible movie from the 90s, but it's still a good movie. It was Christian Slater... It was,
are we going to spend all day trying to guess the name of the...
John Travolta. There was another guy in there, too, but I can't remember his name. It doesn't matter, but it was not a great movie.
No.
Last Action Hero. You've seen that?
Last Action Hero.
Come on, no, Mr.
Is that
Man.
With Schwarzenegger?
Yes, Schwarzenheimer.
Schwarzenheimer?
Schwarzenegger, dude.
Okay. Yeah, he from a comic book, right? Or something?
He was supposed to be an action movie hero, and a magic ticket appeared, and then the kid was able to get into the movie.
I have seen that.
Okay. And this is how I had to explain things to him. I have to dumb them down.
But that movie came out when? In the 80s?
No.
I beg to differ.
You think Last Action Hero came out in the 80s?
Yeah.
I would have to assume it came out early 2000s or late 99-ish area.
Bullshit. Let's look
you want
up.
To bet money?
I'll put money on it. It is not in the late 90s.
Okay, so wait. Before I look this up, what's the parameters? I will bet you $300 right now that this movie didn't come out in the 80s. It came out in the 90s to 2000 area.
I'm not going to agree to that. I will say to you that it did not come out from 98 and above.
98 and above.
Yeah.
No, wait. Say that again. I'm sorry.
It didn't come out after 98.
After. Okay, we'll do a gentleman's bet then. If that's okay, gentleman's bet.
What is a gentleman's bet?
It's you're right, you're wrong.
Okay, fair enough.
No money.
I'm going to say it came out in either between 88 and 92.
I would win so much money today. This is ridiculous. Don't look it up. I'm going to put it on here.
Okay.
Okay. So, folks, I will give you 95 to 99. That's the parameters for me.
I don't know about 99.
No, you've already done it.
I'd say 88 to 95 now. You got in the range.
Last Action Hero came out. You ready? 1993.
I would have won.
He didn't, though. I said gentleman's bet.
Yeah. There are certain movies like, what about Jaws?
Jaws was 74.
Jaws.
74, 75 area. And that one you would lose. I mean, honestly, that's...
I thought Jaws came out in 82.
Oh, Jaws action figures. What is that?
What is that?
Oh, they actually made the dude.
That's great.
Jaws. Let me see here. 75.
75. Okay.
So I was, you know, I was taking into account when it was being made. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Because Jaws
was
came out.
Was it made
out,
in the Cape?
I don't know where it was made. I just know when it was made.
I thought it was made in Mass.
Jaws came out before, before Star Wars. And Star Wars came out in like 78, 79 area.
You know what? I know it was made in Mass. And the reason I know it was made in Mass is because 2 years ago, I think it was, Massachusetts ended up declaring it like an anniversary date to when it came out or something like that.
Dude, Jaws is no joke. That movie, when I watched it.
Way ahead of time.
It was Spielberg, man. Spielberg and I mean, that was just a...
That dude doesn't mess around. He's another one, like, he's like a James Cameron. Like, they don't mess around when it comes to movies.
I guess. I don't know.
Was Terminator James Cameron?
I don't think Cameron was making movies when Terminator
I know
came
James
out.
Cameron made... I mean, married Sarah O'Connor.
I couldn't begin to tell you. Actually, Terminator. Oh, Dark Fate. No, I just want Terminator.
There you go. The Wikipedia right there.
Original or
Beowulf's fish.
All right, let me see who made this.
I'm pretty sure.
We're completely off topic, by the way.
Well, we're not. We're staying with movies. And you know, there's probably some listener out there going, "Nah, they're wrong about it. It wasn't the." And you know, they're guessing it at the same time.
Let me see. John Carpenter.
Really?
John Carpenter. Inspired by John Carpenter, who made. Oh wait, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. I apologize. I went to the wrong area. James Cameron, you're absolutely correct.
And that's how we met Sarah, with the woman who played Sarah O'Connor. Who's a psycho.
Like a real-life psycho?
Yes.
Why is that?
So there was an interview back in the 90s, and she was on Oprah, and she was saying...
I'm sorry, folks. Our next-door neighbor is using his vibrator again. Stop it.
And she goes... I guess she was suffering with bipolar, and...
Well, that's what happens when you get attacked by a... space age monster from the past.
Well, I mean, there's
the
nothing.
Future.
I know people who have bipolar. There's nothing wrong with it. But she was yeah, when I was a child, I beat a dog with a stick and laughed about it. That's what makes you a psycho.
That's awesome. Well, sometimes you got to beat a godfather. I just said that.
That was a good movie.
The Godfather?
Do you know I just watched it for the first time last year?
The Godfather.
Yep.
Folks, what you got to understand something
Here
is...
Here we go.
No, I'm going to give him a little bit of your history.
Okay.
So Nathan grew up in a household where he wasn't able to watch anything but, and correct me if I'm wrong, B-rated movies until, what, you were like 8, 9 years old, something like that?
B?
I'm sorry, not B. Did I say B? G. G-rated movies or maybe, you know.
Let's just say I didn't get to watch anything above a PG-13 until PG-13. I was like 16.
Yeah, I mean, that's nuts.
I did see A Broken Arrow, which is rated R. That was the first movie. It wasn't
and
with my...
that is the reason why he remembers it, folks.
Yeah. A friend of mine at the time, Tim Letourneau, his mother took us to see Broken Arrow, and I remember we were like maybe 10, 11 years old,
yeah.
And I thought I was the coolest kid.
See, but you... what you're missing out on a whole slew of movies that came out in the early 80s. Dude, E.T., have you ever seen E.T.? I mean, these are blockbuster movies that you should at least have a basic premise.
The
on.
Only movies I saw from like that time period,
yep.
was like
Mac and Me.
I did see Mac and Me.
I knew he did because it's a terrible movie.
You remember that?
There's a somebody goes on the one of those shows and he plays a clip of Mac and Me.
The guy who plays
Ant-Man, yeah,
Paul Budd.
He only Paul plays Paul. That clip Paul. Over and over, and it's Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd, and he does it on Conan.
Hey, Conan, there you go. Yeah. Dude, this is somebody spliced together.
So this is the new trailer for Ant-Man? Yes. So this isn't going to be the Mac and Me. No, I'm telling you.
Dude,
it's
I,
that.
Then, somebody spliced together all of those showings, and it's like 15 and a half minutes yeah. of Mac and Me going,
And he's in the car.
Folks, Mac and Me is... It came out around the same time as E.T. It was
trying to be E.T.
It was trying to be E.T., but in a much more terrible way. And unfortunately, it's a much more memorable
oh my God, yes.
Movie. I mean, it's that bad.
What about Short Circuit?
Oh, Short Circuit 1 and 2 were my jam.
Yeah, that was
awesome. I thought Part 2 was better because he was... Short Circuit 1 was a very direct to the point... I'm alive. But Short Circuit 2...
Was that when they put the machine gun in?
Yeah, no, so he was a free individual, and he came to visit his friends from the first movie. And while he was making little robots of himself, he would go out into to New York and talk to people. He became Los Lobos Kick Your Ass. Los Lobos yes. Kick Your Butt. Dude,
I do remember some.
Do you remember? These are the movies. Okay, you know what? I'm going to do this. You need to make a... I'm going to make a list for you of movies that you have to watch.
Okay.
First off, and it's a movie. I hope you've seen it. The Blues Brothers.
Yes. Okay. I've seen Blues Brothers, and I've seen...
If you say 2000, I'm going to punch you in the face.
I did see the 2000, and it ruined the first
fucking
one.
Fucking hate you.
But I did see Blues Brothers... was there a second one, or is it
No, they just made the original. They tried to make another one, but it kept falling through.
The stupid little Nazi guy.
Yeah. Dude, you know what? Those particular movies, like, you know, I can give you a handful of Blues Brothers, Blazing Saddles.
You've seen Blazing Saddles.
You have to watch it. Now, mind you, you have to have an open mind because it's a lot of racial type of humor. But it's you know...
It was a different time.
It's not even that. It's just Richard Pryor wrote that movie.
Hear No Evil, See No Evil?
Again, that's not the same wheelhouse. It's funny movie. But it's, I mean, Hear No Evil, See No Evil is quite literally Richard Pryor and... I forgot the other
guy. Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder. One's deaf and one's blind.
Yeah.
And they keep trying to figure out
what?
Who... Now, if you can remember, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor came up with like 3 or 4 different movies. Hear No Evil, See No Evil. Another one is they're in jail together, and they escape jail by riding bucking bulls. I swear to God.
I've never seen that.
Oh, they've made, like I said, they made 2, maybe 3 or 4 different movies together, and they're all in that wheelhouse. So,
I'm trying to think. I mean.
Spaceballs. That's another one you need to see. You want to see a comedy that's terrible? That's the best movie right there.
I saw Spaceballs, and the reason it was my best friend Chris, he was a fan of it growing up, and I was never a fan of that movie because I didn't – the same reason I didn't like the Bill Murray zombie movie.
Okay, why is that?
Because there were things in the movie that was making fun of it being a movie. Well, like it was
that's
you know,
point of it.
And that's not – I'm not a fan. Just like –
So what, you prefer a movie that people don't think that it's a movie?
No,
so you must have hated Deadpool.
I didn't mind it.
But it's the same premise. It's exactly what he stops the movie and starts talking. I mean...
Maybe I liked it more because it's Ryan Reynolds and I like Ryan Reynolds as an actor.
Yeah, he's sexy, isn't he?
He is.
All right, so back to my list. I'm sorry. All right, so we've already done
Robin Hood, Man in Tights. That's another one I didn't like.
But again, that's so you don't like Mel Brooks for the most part. You don't like his type of comedy.
I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
This thing is falling off. Sorry about that, folks.
So I see Mel Brooks, I think, is a genius because he does satire better than anybody else I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of satire.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Okay, so back to my list before I start getting upset now.
But on the same token, Amber gave me shit recently because I'm not a big fan of Quentin Tarantino movies.
But Quentin Tarantino's a different type of director.
I know it's a completely different thing, but I'm just saying, in general, I'm not a fan. There's maybe like 2 movies of his that I like.
So you're an A-B kind of individual when it comes to movies, I would suggest. Just because, you know, a great example... the movie opens, there's a bad guy. You know he's a bad guy because he's killing somebody, whatever the case is. And then the next scene is the good guy. You know he's a good guy because he's off a little bit. And he then redeems himself somehow, and then at the end of the movie, it's said and done, and the bad guy's dead, and the good guy wins, and then you leave. That's like cookie cutter type of movies that come out every day now.
Yeah, I mean,
whereas like look at Last Action Hero. It's a not Last Action Hero. Demolition Man. Have you ever seen Demolition Man? Sylvester Stallone.
Wesley Snipes. Yes.
Okay, that's a cookie cutter type of action movie.
Yes, that's right.
And I guarantee you enjoyed it.
I did.
Okay. Whereas,
but I watch something like
Reservoir Dogs. You probably don't care about.
No, I don't.
You know,
but I did like the Dawn, the Quentin Tarantino Dawn one with the.
Oh my God, this is terrible.
Salma Hayek, George Clooney.
It's literally watching him. His head's about to explode.
What the hell is the movie?
It's very funny to watch.
Breaking Dawn?
He's literally starting to drool right now. He can't figure it out.
Man, you've seen it.
I have. I'm not going to tell you what it is just because I like to see you struggle. He's now looking at his phone. And he's got the glazed over look in his eyes. Folks, we are now at 15 seconds of him trying to figure out the name of this movie.
I hate you.
Okay. Now, I'm just going to do this just because it's improving a point.
Dust Till Dawn.
Dust Till Dawn. Okay, folks, we are at 27 seconds, and he finally figured out it was Dust Till Dawn.
But I didn't like Kill Bill.
You didn't like Kill Bill? Okay, because you don't like movies that you have to understand.
Yes. I don't want to have to think.
But you don't. If you see, and this is where, you know, your psychological profile doesn't match a lot of folks. You have to watch the movie as a movie, not think of it as anything but.
Sure.
You know, Kill Bill 1 and 2 are done so perfectly.
Amber loves that movie.
They're so good. I mean, they really are. And if you look at the one he came out with.
Inglourious Basterds?
You can go with that one. That's more of a straightforward type of movie.
Django Unchained?
Why? You just randomly movies at this point.
No, there's movies that he came out with.
I understand. I was talking about Pulp Fiction.
Oh.
But I just letting you just ramble.
That was his first one, right?
No, his first one was Reservoir Dogs.
I disagree.
Here we go.
Gentleman's bet.
it's now, before I look this up, I believe it's Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, and then whatever those other ones are.
Fuck.
Am I right?
Fuck. Yep. There was a lot of movies before Pulp Fiction.
Oh, he made a lot of them. He was part of the. Him and Kevin Smith were a big part of the renegade 90s movement of movie makers. There was only two or three areas, and it was the. Not the Coens. I'm going to ruin the name here. It doesn't really matter. But they made a lot of these types of movies, and he was the first one to make movies that made you have to think for a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
But if you remove that from these movies, you will understand that the fucking quality of these movies are fucking crazy, and they'll hold up for years.
Did you ever like movies like The Labyrinth?
I love The Labyrinth. That was a great movie.
What about Neverending Story?
Of course, Falcor. Come on.
And Princess Bride.
Princess Bride, you can't knock it. It's actually based off of an actual book.
Anybody want a peanut?
Princess Bride is based off of an actual book, and then it reconfigured it to make the movie that you see there.
Yeah.
And I mean, why? You didn't like Princess Bride?
No, I did.
I guarantee, you know what you didn't like was the middle part where Buttercup was dreaming, and then you couldn't figure it out that she was dreaming until she woke up.
She was dreaming?
Oh, my God. When she was going to, for shame, the woman for shame.
Yeah.
That was her dreaming.
For shame!
You don't remember that?
No.
No, Jesus Christ. Folks, we're having a podcast about movies, and I'm dealing with somebody who doesn't watch movies.
I disagree.
No, you don't watch movies that are good.
Oh.
What about the Goonies?
Love the Goonies.
You've seen the Goonies.
I had a dog named Chester Copperpot.
All right. Here's your weekend homework.
Brolin, dude.
Here's your weekend homework. You have to watch Howard the Duck. Dude, you will laugh your ass off. I'm telling you, it's a great movie.
Me and Amber have been talking about there's a lot of movies that she hasn't seen.
Have you seen The Breakfast Club?
Yes.
Okay. Has she seen The Breakfast Club?
I don't know.
That whole gambit of movies from the 80s. There's just
Pretty
a
Pink,
shit ton of them.
16 Candles.
They're all the same guy.
Yeah. And it's all Molly Ringwald?
Well, that whole crew of people are in those particular movies.
What was the movie? This is easy synopsis for you. Movie where kids in school, right? There's a big dude, leather jacket, says, at the end of the day, we're going to fight. And guy puts brass knuckles on.
I don't know the name of the movie, but I do remember the movie.
They hit the principal with the brass knuckles.
Long story short, the entire day is a guy trying to get out of being in the fight. And then at the end of the movie, he just fights.
I only said it because it was from that time period. And it was a good movie.
You want to watch a good movie? It's a John Cusack movie. He came out with two of them. Okay, the first
If he holds up the damn speaker, I'm going to lose.
No, these are comedies.
Okay.
These are comedies. First one is Better Off Dead.
Okay.
Okay, now basically, guy breaks up with his girlfriend, and he just wants to kill himself. He spends the rest of the movie trying to kill himself. And then you hear, you'll know this movie just by $2. No idea. So there's like four different things happening in the movie, one of which is the guy trying to make his life better or kill himself, depending on which day you're talking. Another one is a paper boy trying to get his $2 for the paper, and he chases after John Cusack the entirety of the movie. It's funny as hell.
I do remember that, vaguely.
And then at the end of the movie, they're skiing down a mountain, and it's like a black diamond, and the kid's on a bike running after him, and...
Still.
Dude, it's fun. It's got... You ever see... have you ever seen Revenge of the Nerds?
Yes.
That's another one that you should watch with Amber. That's a funny goddamn movie. Anyway, Booger from Revenge of the Nerds is in this movie as well. And...
The guy who looks like this.
Yes. But he doesn't play Booger, obviously. Yeah. He's just a random weirdo in the movie. And...
I wonder whatever happened to that guy.
He still acts.
He does?
He does B-rated movies, dude. They came out with Revenge of the Nerds like 47 at this point. It's crazy. They're all terrible movies, but they keep happening.
Whatever happened to that guy who was from that movie who also did Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Rick Moranis?
Dude, I am so impressed with your knowledge of actors.
Rick Moranis was never in that movie.
He wasn't in Nerds?
No. Just because he's a nerd doesn't mean he was in Nerds. Rick Moranis was in
Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors.
What happened to him?
He quit acting because I think his wife passed. Yeah, I might be talking about the wrong guy. I think his wife passed, and he wanted to take care of his kids. That might not be Rick Moranis. I don't know, but I mean he's older at this point.
Because we were just talking about it, being Amber's father because of Joe Pesci.
He stopped acting too. Well, I mean,
he created a music album, a rap album.
You got to remember, Joe Pesci is pushing like 70 now.
Well, the reason why I brought him up was because they're coming out with a movie this month. I can't wait, called The Irishman.
All right,
it's coming out on Netflix. It's a Martin Scorsese.
He makes again. You like things with flying birds in the background, don't you? Weirdo.
This movie is about
an Irishman.
No. Back in the 60s, 70s, the whole union, what is his name?
And folks, he's sitting there.
Oh,
he's he's drooling on himself again.
I can't believe it. I'm getting old,
dude. His forehead is just very quickly. It's just not happening.
I don't need your shit, Pat.
Folks, this is the best part of this day, what he's trying to say. Come on now.
He was...
you can do it.
Jimmy Hoffa. Jimmy Hoffa and the Teamsters.
Then I can find his body.
This cast is insane. Now, you might not like this cast, but Robert De Niro.
Why wouldn't I like De Niro?
Joe Pesci. Al Pacino.
Here's the thing about De Niro and Pesci. They've made 12 movies together. It's the same fucking thing. I guarantee you De Niro and Pesci are fucking mobsters, right?
It doesn't matter. freaking Ray Romano.
Dude, really?
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Are they remaking Casino?
Jim Norton.
Not Casino. Sorry, Goodfellas.
Jim Norton's in it.
Jim Norton's in it.
Yeah.
He must be either killed or I mean.
Jim Norton plays Don Rickles.
Yeah, he looks like him.
He could totally pull that.
So he plays a comedian. Hard to believe.
But Al Pacino plays Jimmy Hoffa.
So he's going to be killed.
Yeah. Russell Bufalino is played by Joe Pesci, and Frank the Irishman is played by Robert De Niro. And it's based on the whole...
Oh, they made that motherfucker disappear. They poofed him. He was gone. I guarantee you he's in 15 different places.
Who was the mafioso man in Boston that was huge back in the day?
Mafioso man?
I call him mafioso.
Boston?
There was the gangbanger. He was...
The gangbanger.
Was based... Departed was loosely based on.
No, it wasn't.
No?
No.
All right.
No.
Well.
Johnny Depp made a movie about him.
Yes.
I don't remember the name of the gentleman. Lou.
No, not Lou.
Why don't I say Castellano?
No, can't be.
I can't remember. It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No, it does. Okay, folks, again, he's on the computer. He's looking at everything. Look at. He's literally got his tongue out trying to figure out how to breathe. He's still thinking about Taco Bell and how it's going to rot his insides.
God, that's so good.
God, folks, it's like watching Jabba the Hutt try to take a bath in oil.
It wasn't Public Enemies, was it?
God damn it.
No.
I don't get how somebody who's supposed to look so healthy is so sickly looking.
You're such an asshole.
There's just something about him. This is just so weird. Come on, you can do it, Nate. I believe in you. I believe in you. Oh my God, he's still trying to figure this shit out. When are we going to stop this? I mean, these folks don't want to hear this.
Yes, they do. They love it.
This is dead air. This is
they
you.
They love it.
No, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they love watching.
Black Mass.
Thank you.
And it
Fuck
was about, what
sakes.
The hell was it? Whitey Bulger.
There you go. So,
Lou.
Motherfucker. You know what? At least I would have stopped 10 minutes ago. Not, you know, you've just wasted 10 minutes of somebody's life trying to figure out names.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? Is there somebody listening to, I can guarantee you there's somebody listening to the podcast going, Whitey! Whitey Bulger!
Yeah, here's the problem. I knew who it was.
Oh, don't pull that shit. I knew who it was.
Again, do I not? I mean, how quickly do I come up with these answers and you take 20 minutes to figure it out?
That's here nor there.
Folks, all right, we're going to end this today. We started off with Christmas movies and we ended up talking about Whitey Bulger.
But we could talk about movies for days.
No. I could talk about movies for days. You're still talking about movies that came out last week because you can't remember them.
Jump around. Jump around. Jump up, get down.
You're absolutely amazing, sir.
Off topic, bad movie, Annihilation. Don't watch it.
What is that about?
It's the one with Natalie Portman, alien movie. It's on Netflix right now. It's absolutely terrible.
I don't think I've ever actually seen it. I like Natalie Portman. She was in a comedy with not Seth Rogen. He wrote it, I believe. Doesn't matter. See, this is the point. That's where I ended.
I love. You love the song.
I do. This is, you know, it reminds me of my roots. I woke up with my mom going, "Hey, you better get out of bed," and "Hey, you better let me smack you in the head." And, no.
Have a good day, folks.
I'm Indian, so I can go there.
Uh huh.
Folks, we love you. Have a great day. Take it easy.